The Day I Tried on the Norm by Tanja Niederkofler. I was lying on my back in the garden, gazing into the sky and wondering whether clouds prefer to be round, square, or dragon-shaped. Do they enjoy the shapelessness of their body and how it shifts into different shapes according to their mood and desire? A peculiar marmot dared to interrupt my solitude before I could come up with a plausible answer. "You're late, late, so late for the fitting," he cried, tossing a measuring tape over his shoulder. He wore a perfectly tailored suit, and his ears seemed uncannily straight. They didn't even move an inch when a wind blessed us with a breeze. There was a label stitched onto his black suit. "The Norm, fit into the perfect size." Curiosity killed the cat, but I am no cat, so I stumble after him and tumble down a marmot hole, tossing labels that read, "Normal shoes, normal thoughts, normal laughs." I harshly land on my back with a thud and groan. "Welcome to the factory of standard sizes, where even you can fit into the norm." The marmot fixes me with a calculating look, as if he were already planning the alterations he'd do to my physical form. As I take a step back, mannequins, all shaped like identical people, crowd my space. "Step on the scales, my dear, and look in the mirror," the marmot says, and swirls a tall mirror towards me. "Please adjust yourself until you match the reflection. Thank you," the mirror said with a voice that eerily sounded like me, just a tad more robotic. But the reflection that gazed back upon me didn't look like me. She looked polished, calm, and ready to be presented. Her skin was smoother and her ears rounder, smaller. They had slipped to a lower place on her face. Her nose was smaller, her eyes bigger, and her eyebrows sharper. I gawked at her, but she had the audacity to frown at me. "Please move your ears 2 inches lower and smile in a more symmetrical way." She smiled at me with uncannily straight teeth. "See? Just like this." "I rather like my ears where they are," I ventured and covered them with the palms of my hand protectively. "That's not the point," the marmot sniffed and pointed at the mirror. "That's the norm, and you'll find it is very comfortable. Everyone says so." The mannequins drew closer and pulled out flattening irons. "With this, we will straighten your wrinkles in no time," they said as the heat crawled over me, scorching my skin. Another one tried to squeeze my thoughts and dreams into a neat rectangle. Yet another tried to cut away at my curiosity to make it fit into an approved length. I squirmed, wiggling out of their cold, sterile hands. "I don't think this fits," I exclaimed. "It's so tight on the imagination." "That's only because you're not used to it yet, dear," the marmot said and patted my arm, which now felt all wrong. "Wear it long enough and you'll forget it's even there." In the corner of the room, among all the beauty boxes, a snake revealed itself. "Careful, my dear," she hissed. "The norm might make you feel relief for a while, but soon enough you'll find that all the parts you had to trim away to fit it are gone forever, and you are left hollow. So the question is, do you want to fit the norm, or would you rather it fit you?" Her words echoed within me, and I could picture stretching the norm until it made space for my growing curiosity, my insatiable dreams and imagination. My physical form, just as it was right now, and the way it would change over time. My mismatched socks and my endless questions. "I'll take my own size," I hear myself telling the marmot, with a big, unguarded smile. The factory of standard sizes began to blur, and the mannequins danced themselves back into formlessness, returning to their own sizes, which differed from each other beautifully. When I crawled back into my garden, I felt a sense of accomplishment. I wasn't sure whether I had escaped the norm or aided in dismantling it, but I felt good either way. I felt a little taller, a little freer, and a little warmer. And all this without having to move my ears even an inch. Wouldn't it be boring if we all looked the same?